Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When I read the text that Heidi called and gave to me for this day, I realized that this was a very challenging text. In fact, I was sorely tempted, Dr. Just, to skip Luke today and go to St. Paul. But I knew that if I did that, all of you sitting out there would be saying to yourselves, "What a wimp. He ducked the tough text." And I know also that many of you are sitting out there today saying to yourselves, "I'm sure glad Shoemaker's up there and not me." I must tell you that I am indebted to a man named Kenneth Bailey and his book, Poet and Peasant, A Literary Cultural Approach to Parables in Luke. And unlike some of the books the professors at this seminary require of you, this one is still in print. I also consulted Dr. Just's commentary on Luke, and the insights I share with you this day is the result of their scholarship, my reading. You know, like a lot of things in life, what catches your eye at first glance may just be a lot of dazzle, but not really a lot of substance. And what first caught my attention in this text was the unethical behavior of the unjust steward. I also, when I read the text, really couldn't figure out why he adjusted each person's debt differently. 100 to 50, 100 to 80, I couldn't figure that part out. And then what really caused me consternation, what really got me confused, was the commendation of the master. And I read through this text and I had to say to myself, where is the gospel in this? Well, it's here. It's just that I didn't see it at first. And that is because I was looking at the wrong person. I was focused initially on the unjust steward. Wrong. I should have been focused on the master, because the master is the key to understanding this text. Oh yeah, the unjust steward was indeed shrewd. I believe we read prudent in our text. He knew his master, and he knew that his master was a kind and generous man. And he knew that in his master, he would find a merciful heart. And that steward took full advantage of that merciful heart of his master. One must understand that the steward realized that he was not able to resolve the problem in which he found himself. He was in most desperate straits. He realized that he was not one who could go out and dig, and he was too proud to beg. But his master was a generous man. And the people of the community who were the tenants of the fields knew of this master's kind nature. They had all benefited from the merciful disposition of this man. And now the steward, catch that word, quickly takes advantage of the brief time between his dismissal as the chief steward and the actual time he is relieved of his duties and his dismissal is made public. He reduces the debts of the tenants so, as the scriptures say, they may receive me into their houses. Now, certainly what is important here is not the steward's dishonesty. What is important is the master's reaction. The master stayed true to his nature. He did not deny himself. He was the same man everyone expected him to be. He was kind. He was gracious. The master did not say, "Foul, I am reinstating the debt." No, he did not reinstate the forgiven debt. But the master paid the price. He absorbed the loss. And the master commended the steward for shrewdly managing his personal crisis, since the steward trusted the character of his master and staked everything on his master's mercy. My friends, may you never be tempted to use your position for dishonest gain, as did this steward. But may you be shrewd in managing your life, trusting in the integrity of your master. Be like the steward and realize that you cannot resolve all the cares and concerns of life by yourself. Your master, your heavenly Father, is kind and merciful. He is gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. Be shrewd and rely on him. You cannot extricate yourself from all your sins and iniquities. In mercy, your master has provided for all the wants of body and life, but even more, he provides his holy word, life-giving water, heavenly food, and an eternal home. And that gift is ours by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. On this altar awaits the bread and the wine, the very body and blood of our Savior. We know the trials, the pain, his innocent suffering and death. We know of the hell he went through for us. But we also know of his glorious resurrection and ascension. We know and believe in this Jesus. And it is now time to use the gifts given. It is also time for you to be faithful to your calling. Now you are students, preparing yourselves for the highest office, the pastoral office. Be good stewards. Be wise. Be shrewd. And look to the God of all mercy and grace. Lean on him. Rely on his mercy. Trust in his promises. Be prudent. Confess your sins to him. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And in him you will find forgiveness and grace. Be shrewd, but not in the things of this world, but in the things of God. And be the sons of light, and live in that light. Amen. Let us rise. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.